Hello everyone on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fresh and Oyster, and I wanted to do a boom this morning because today in the disability community is a very significant day, and that is because it is World Access Day today for disabled people. So today, trending on Twitter, you should see the hashtag either hashtag Access Day or Disabled Access Day. Now, this is a worldwide event. It's a worldwide day that marks a day that is about promoting awareness of accessibility to services, to public services, to brands, etc., etc., for people with disabilities. So it's a day essentially about us on social media. Now, I wanted to share some of my thoughts on this and how you can make an impact, because as you guys know, I am a social media influencer. I am also a very passionate disability advocate, and I like to try and use my platform to push forward the disability community as much as I possibly can. Now, I've done a video today on my site and how I can see and what I can see. So I put that up in the spirit of World Access Day for people with disability, because I really wanted to explain how I see, so you guys get a better understanding of me and where I'm coming from when I speak about accessibility, because I speak about it a lot in terms of technology, fashion, the fashion industry, retail. Retail is very important to me. As you know, I work in retail myself. It's very important that it is accessible. So I wanted to make a video explaining how I see, what I see, and what I can't see, so you guys know where I'm coming from. So that has gone up this morning. It went up about almost an hour ago now, so go and check that out. But I wanted to talk to you guys about the actual day itself and what I would encourage you guys to do if you want to, if you're on social media and if you care about disability access, or if you have a disability yourself and access is an important thing to you. These are just some of my thoughts. Now, I think one of the most important things that you can do for World Access Day is share people's work, share people's movements, share people's work towards making things more accessible, and sharing charities, you know, posts, whether that's about how they're trying to make a venue more accessible, or if they're trying to make public services or transport more accessible. I think everyone's going to have things that they really care about and that they want to be more accessible. So think about what that is for you and try and make the most of today to share it and network with people and share all of that and to find out what's going on, because obviously there's going to be lots of things being tweeted today and shared today about it. For me, like I said, it's retail's very important to me. Also things like the visual arts is very important. I'm very passionate about things like educational things, so theatres and museums and the arts and culture, very important to me. Also, you know, retail's very important to me as well. Transport, so those are the things I'm going to be looking out for today. If you're not following your favourite or your preferred charities, I would suggest that you do, because you can make sure that you get notifications and they'll tweet about the day and you can get notifications, so you can be sure that you're able to read up about it. So that's the first piece of advice I would give. I'm going to be doing that throughout the day, both on my personal account and over on Fashionability. If you didn't know what Fashionability is basically the podcast channel that I run along with Laura Legendary here on Audioboo as well, who owns Elegant Insights. We are going to be tweeting about World Access Day, and we're going to be tweeting about what we do, obviously, because we are a podcast channel about fashion and disability and access, so it's very important to us as well. So I'm going to be sharing loads of things over on there, both about what we do and also things that are being done currently in the current fashion industry. So be sure to go and check us out on there. We're under @inclusivestyle and I'm under @davisonm. I'll leave links to everything down below so you can go and, you know, follow me and stuff. So that is really important, but I'd also suggest that you personally make an impact yourself and you share things and that you have your say as well, because it's all good and well to share things on Twitter and Facebook that other people are doing, but you know, you've got to have your own say as well, because you know, you matter too. Now, I tweeted this last night. What I think everyone should do, or what I personally think is a really good thing, is for people who have personally got an idea of how they would like to see a brand, a service, a product, a event, whatever it is, to become more accessible. I think everybody should tweet to that particular company or send them a message on Facebook or put something on Instagram, whatever platform you're on. I think you should definitely go and speak about it, or if you're not on social media, send them an email and say, hey, today is World Access Day, this is what I think should be made different. If you're not doing that, even if you're going into that place today, or if you're going to be around the area, you know, maybe just drop them a little note or a letter, or just go and say something to one of them, because those ideas should be taken into account. And I think if enough people do it, then it will, because the thing is it needs to be seen as something that is a joint effort, because the more of us speak about issues like access, the quicker things will get done, and you know, the more impact that we will have. And that's just the way things should be. I mean, of course, our opinions should be individually taken on board, and I think that they are to an extent, but when there's more of us speaking about access issues, I think it becomes a lot more powerful and stronger. So on that note, even if you don't want to share something on your own, even if you have a group of friends or a group of people you work with and they have a similar view, just, you know, share it together, or, you know, do something as a collective unit. Do what you want to do in order to have your voice heard. Because today is that chance to do that. Today is World Access Day. Today is about access. It's about making the world more accessible. It's about improving services for people with disabilities. So it is really about taking the most out of that opportunity. And if you're on social media, ride the hell out of that hashtag, because let's make it a really big trending hashtag today. Because hell, you know, there's so many hashtags that become really popular, and disability should be one of them. You know, we make up 15% of the world's population. There are 1 billion of us in the world. So, you know, we are a community. We are a very big, thriving community. So our voice and our views matter a lot. So it's important that we are able to showcase that and to have our voice heard on social media and, you know, in the world in general. I'm not just speaking about social media, because World Access Day is a worldwide thing. It's not just online, it's, you know, it's in many different forms. There are events that are going on today and so on and so forth. I'm just speaking about social media because I'm on social media. This itself, what I'm speaking on now, is social media, so it's important to me. And if you are on social media, I dare say you are, because if you're listening to this, you're on Audioboom, or you're on Facebook or one of my platforms, or you're on a smartphone or tablet, therefore you are on social media. So get out there and have your say. So it doesn't matter what that is, whether you would like to see a venue become more accessible if you're a wheelchair user, whether you think that more restaurants should have more braille and large print menus, because I certainly do, whether you think that more tube stations in London should have lifts or accessible means of getting down to the tubes, whatever you think needs to happen, then share it and talk about it, and let's get the conversation started. So that's all I have to say on this topic today. I really hope you found it useful. I'll look forward to seeing your tweets and stuff for the day. Do be feel free to tweet me as well and let me know what you're getting up to for today. I'd love to know. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in my next boom. Bye.